Welcome to the Judaism From Within podcast. My name is Simi Lerner. We are going to go over an idea from the weekly portion from the perspective of Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, a 19th century commentator, philosopher, whose view I particularly love teaching. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy. Like last week and the week before, we were able to focus on a theological split or a road that Judaism goes down that sort of differs from other worldviews. But this week, it's slightly different. We originally, 2 weeks ago, discussed the ideas of blessings, and in last week, the ideas of giving tithes. All these ideas are rooted in our experience. True, the idea of tithes, the way we described it last week, is, well, detached to a certain extent, but the idea of giving charity or taking something or a percentage of what I've earned or what I've made and dedicating it to some higher cause or dedicated it to help orientate my life or orientate my worldview is not so foreign. But the approach in this week's parasha is going to be quite different. To help orientate our mindset, when we discuss symbolism or symbols in the Torah, we mean more than just to remind you of a certain idea. If we step in the shoes of ancient man, and we see how he interacted with the world, how he connected to things beyond himself, how he interacted with other tribes and other people, it would give a peek, it would give a window to their experience, as well as their intentions. And if we think about it for a moment, we see ourselves in our own lives, certain formalities, certain gestures or actions that give a peek to our intentions or our thought processes. Now, people are used to this when it comes to a handshake, but if we take ourselves back to biblical times, the mode of expressing a thought or expressing devotion was through sacrifices. And that is a huge discussion in and of itself, but for us it will be more foundational. We will be looking at upon what did they bring a sacrifice, and how that itself gave rise to a conscious thought or an approach to the world. So to begin, this week we really do get a unique insight into this world of symbolism. Because not only do we get, well, from a practical standpoint, a very profound and very Jewish message in terms of a foundational way that we look at the world, but more than that, when it comes to symbols in general, we gain the idea from it. We get a peephole into how we're supposed to be orientating our lives. But in this week's parasha, we see a change of direction. Now, this is truly profound, because generally speaking, when we have a symbol in Judaism, it illustrates the principle or a idea. In this week's parasha, we get to see a change of direction. A direction that Judaism or God was orientating the Jewish people or orientating humanity, and then a shift. We're going to look at what that shift was and how that is absolutely central to how we as Jewish people look at the world. The shift I'm talking about, in this week's parasha, Parashas Shoftim, the parasha of the judges, the idea of righteousness and justice must be pursued at all cost, and that should be a judge's or anybody interacting with someone else, their highest principle, that to be just and to be straight. And immediately after this, immediately after the importance of justice is put down, we are then commanded that we shall not build a matseva, but only a mizbeach. Alright, what's a matseva and what's a mizbeach, and why is this so central to how you are to live your life? How is this rooted in justice? Well, in brief, because we get layers of symbolic expression here, which is, once again, a very unique opportunity. The mode of connecting with God in the desert, the mode of ancient people to connect with a higher deity, was often through sacrifices. The nature of biblical sacrifices, I think, was profoundly different than ancient pagan rituals. But leaving that question to one side, the mode of this connection was through sacrificing of animals. Now, the demand is made not through a matseva, but a mizbeach. Well, what is a matseva? A matseva is a stone known as a memorial stone, a rock taken from nature, and upon this, you would do your sacrifice. A mizbeach, an altar, was different. How so? It was a combination of different bricks. It was something a human being would make, would build. And this building, this structure, would be called a mizbeach. Alright, okay, why is this so profound? Why is this so central? And more than this, the language used by the Torah is that this is hated. To simply build a memorial stone is hated by God. But this is quite bizarre, because we know our ancestors used this mode of expression. Our forefathers, the Avos, use this form of communication, and we know this was a, for want of a better word, this was loved by God. This mode of relationship, this mode of building a relationship was loved by God. This idea of using a matseva was praised. And now, suddenly, it's hated? What's going on here? To recap our idea, and also why this is such a unique opportunity to see a paradigm shift take place, with its ideas embedded in it, is because what we have here is, we have a demand to change direction. We have a demand that something was loved, but now it is hated. So to recap where we are, we began this week's parasha with the importance of justice, and then we have this bizarre request, this bizarre shift from a matseva to a mizbeach, and one was loved, but now it is hated. Well, what does it represent? Why this mode of relationship has shifted? And Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch leaps at the opportunity to make this demonstration, this paradigm shift in the area of the symbolic. For let's take our minds back to ancient man. Let us take our minds back to when man first walked the earth. How would one express a relationship? How would one communicate with the Almighty? How would one acknowledge the existence of a power beyond himself? Talk or relate to the ineffable? Well, man would leave nature. Man would leave the human realm, remove himself from the world of men, the world of humanity, and go to nature, because that is where he would perceive God. He would experience the might and the power of nature, and that would bring him to a realization of a greater power that controls all. And this was lauded and loved by our ancestors, by our forefathers, because they would relate to God, the God they experienced in nature. The power, the controller of nature, the one who brought nature into being. This was the God of nature. This was a dimension of our relationship with Hashem. And this was expressed through a rock taken from nature. The simple and raw nature of this object that was brought symbolized and connected perfectly to the idea. The God of nature. The God of the philosophers. But that all changed. When God communicated with man, no longer was God revealed through nature primarily. God was revealed through man's actions. Man's actions became the arbiter of what we call God. For once again, the idea that the term God is an idea in a vacuum, there is no more ambiguous term than the term God. In Judaism, we believe God is not revealed purely in nature. That idea of the matseva has been completely absorbed into the mizbeach. God is revealed in this world through man's action. When we talk about the idea of a Kiddush Hashem, when we talk about the idea of sanctifying God's name, we're talking about how man's action live out the existence of God. And what is a Mizbeach? It is an object that is created by man. It is built together through what the nature provides. Man's ingenuity, man's intelligence, man's free will comes together to build a Mizbeach, as opposed to a Matseva, a memorial stone. Yes, these were a mode, these were the intermediary of how a man related to God, how a man formed their relationship. But the point was, when it came to a matseva, it was from nature, a nature that proclaimed God as the master of destiny, as a master of nature. But this changed. The simple nature of a matseva that gave a recognition of that dimension of God has been absorbed into the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach now demonstrates and proclaims God not simply as master of the universe, master of existence, of being, but also the one who lays a claim on your actions, how you act in the world. That idea of responsibility, that what is expected of us comes from without. To draw out a parallel to really illustrate this point, in the 16th century, at the time of the Reformation with Martin Luther, an idea became very popular in certain sectors of Christianity. The idea, as it was termed, solo fide, by faith alone, or solo gratia, by grace alone. The idea that salvation and connection and the living out of one's purpose in life was achieved by faith, by grace, by the commitment to principles. This principle of beliefs being valued because of their beliefs is foreign to Judaism as it stands today. The Mizbeach proclaims man's mission to the world. faith in Judaism, or emunah, or bitachon, or a concept in Judaism that is rooted in philosophy or in a worldview, is never considered a consecrated act, but its value is always put to the test. To be at all interesting, does it submit to the practical test? Does it lead to a greater expression of your religious and moral life in this world? Do you become more godly because of this belief? Does this belief, does this principle live out in your life? Like the Mizbeach, the memorial stone, the Matseva is there. It's rooted there, but it is only interesting because it manifests itself as the Mizbeach, the thing that is put together by human hands. Human action that manifests in the world is how we perceive God in this world. And that is the message of the Mizbeach. Purely a Matseva, purely a declaration of faith or a belief in a God is no longer interesting. So to recap this idea, the idea of the Matseva and the Mizbeach, one was loved and now it is rejected. A Matseva, a memorial stone that gives validation to God as the commander, as the power behind nature. That idea in isolation is rejected now. But the Mizbeach, that which demonstrates man's action, man building, man of free will, that is the mode of communication. That is the mode of relationship that God demands of his people now. Because once again, God is not revealed primarily in nature, but through our actions as human beings, is how we reveal what we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or what we call the Borei Olam, the master of the universe, the moral attributes we attach to that and the demands on our lives that we attach to that is what we're talking about. And to really wrap this all together, once again, Rav Hirsch interweaves the ideas that are rooted in Jewish law with his symbolic message that he sees rise from the object or the principle. In this case, when it came to a Mizbeach, this thing that we're saying encompasses the entirety of a Jew's outlook to the world, the connection between action and philosophy, and how these two are rooted in the same core. Where does that core start? And Rav Hirsch says, that root starts in this world. Hence, a Mizbeach must always be attached to the ground. It must always be physically attached to the ground, giving symbolic expression to the idea that it all begins in this world. We start in this world, we are rooted in this world, and we elevate this world. And what comes out from that is correct philosophy as well as correct action. But the recognition that this is the place of action, this is the place that matters in our ability to fulfill our mission, and that is the Mizbeach. It encompasses the fulfillment of the Jewish mission. And now we can see why the demand for justice comes first, and this follows naturally from that demand. We began this week's parasha with justice you shall pursue, because a person who takes the approach of solo fide, that by faith alone, my philosophical principles is what shapes my worldview, is all that's important, that is a dangerous line a person can go down. But if your focus is on the uplifting of this world, that your action in this world is absolutely essential, that would be a person who could call himself truly religious. Disconnected from the religious life, disconnected from the moral life in this world, we are no longer talking about the same God. So this last point, why justiceness and righteousness has to precede this commandment about a Matseva and a Mizbeach, is because a Matseva, proclaiming a truth it may be doing, but to proclaim any truth without having the full picture, when the full picture is available, is a lie. Taking this side of life, while ignoring the other side, you drain Judaism of its true meaning. Its meaning is one of mission. Its meaning is one of destiny that you create for yourself. The action that you live out in this world, the moral life that you live out, as commanded by God, is how you shape and mold your life. That is the Jewish mission. Post-Matan Torah, that is what the Torah was telling the Jewish people. Once the Torah was given, it was no longer a God of the abstract. It was no longer the God of the philosophers. It was the highest principle that you should be working towards, that has a demand on you, a worldview and a way of looking at the world that puts your action at the forefront, your free will at the forefront. And that is brought to life by the Mizbeach. I hope you enjoyed this. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you for listening.